Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. This week's a little bit different because here in the States, we'll be celebrating Thanksgiving tomorrow, with the next day also serving as a holiday for many of you. You may take it off even if your boss and colleagues will be in. I do not blame you. Good idea. A four-day weekend? Well done. With a different schedule, likely for those of you working, I want you to remember that I'll be here, Lord willing, every day this week, including tomorrow, and I hope you will tune in. If you are not able to catch us at this time on the radio, you may be traveling or busy with family already, friends as well, traditions. If so, go get the God Is podcast and listen at a time that is convenient to you. You can get the podcast from godisministry.org. You don't need to miss even one episode of God Is. So I look forward to continuing our discussion in Revelation chapter 4, and I'm glad to have you along all this week. So with that said, let's get right back into the passage. I'm reading the book of the Revelation of Jesus Christ, chapter 4, verses 1 through 4. This is Revelation 4, 1 through 4. After these things I looked, and behold, a door standing open in heaven, and the first voice which I had heard, like the sound of a trumpet speaking with me, said, "Come up here, and I will show you what must take place after these things." Immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne was standing in heaven, and one sitting on the throne. And he who was sitting was like a jasper stone and a sardius in appearance. And there was a rainbow around the throne, like an emerald in appearance. Around the throne were 24 thrones, and upon the thrones I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white garments and golden crowns on their heads. By now, if you listen regularly, this should be ringing around in your mind like a very loud bell. Where have I heard this before? You've heard it right here. Remember that we have developed an outline. Well, I developed an outline and shared it with you, and now that outline belongs to us both. Well, let me give it again so that you can see where we have been and where we are going. First, we located Revelation chapter 4 on a timeline of the entire book. We asked, how do we place this chapter in the chapters that come before and after it? And we answered that question. Second, I identified for you who is the one sitting on the throne. He is God. Third, I began to identify for you the 24 elders. Who are these 24 elders? We learned something true about them. In a moment, I'll remind you what that was, and then I'll say more about them. Fourth, I want to identify for you who are the four living creatures. Who are the four living creatures? They should capture our attention and imagination, and so let's talk about who they are. And fifth, I'll make application to all of this to our lives. There has been application, and there will be application. So that's our five-point plan, and we are on track to move the remainder of this outline quickly. Our emphasis from the beginning is the way that in heaven, God is thanked. God is to be thanked. And what we will, as Christ's people, spend eternity doing, we will worship Almighty God by giving Him thanks. The Bible teaches us that we begin this rhythm, this pattern, this practice, this discipline now. Of all people, Christians are to be the most thankful, and we express that thanks to God. Have you thanked God today? I encourage you to pause in your busyness. Stop. Bow in reverence for God. Give Him thanks. Articulate a prayer of thanksgiving to Him for who He is and for all He has done for you in your life. It is time to stop complaining, lamenting, and grumbling. It's time to look heavenward and be thankful. God is worthy of all thanks, even if he never did another thing for us. As the psalmist says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Psalm 34. Psalm 34. Let us give God thanks. Let's talk about these 24 elders. Yesterday I said this about them. They are real human beings. And the 24 of them represent a much larger group of real persons who are the Christian people Christ has redeemed from sin. These are human representatives of the true church down through the centuries and ages since Jesus Christ established his church. This is important to know. Now let's move on to a second insight. In verse 4 of Revelation 4, which you heard me read earlier, these 24 sit on 24 thrones. So there is the throne of God, and then around his throne are 24 thrones. These are the thrones the elders sit on. What does a throne represent? A throne represents a king. Yes, true. And the king here is God. This is God reigning and ruling as the sovereign king. And remember that when the Bible says God is sitting on the throne, verse 2, it means that God is judging. Well, the elders sit on thrones as well. I think this tells us that they also have some role in reigning alongside, ruling with God, and yes, in judging. And I think the person of God here is Christ. These elders represent the church, and the church reigns, rules, and judges with Christ. Did you know this about the church? Those of us who genuinely believe by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and therefore belong to his church, will reign with him and judge with him. This is what the Bible teaches. Listen to what the Apostle Paul wrote to the church in Corinth in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2. Or do you not know that the saints will judge the world? 1 Corinthians 6, 2. Who are the saints here? Well, they are all Christian people. The proper biblical understanding of saints is every disciple, every follower of Christ is a saint. Saint is not reserved for a few super successful and faithful Christian people. I reject the teaching of the Roman Catholic Church on this point. And Paul says the saints will judge the world. This leads us to ask a question. When will we be a part of judging the world? And the answer is during the millennial reign of Christ on this earth. Jesus is going to be the physically present ruler of this world during a period of 1,000 years that is still future. This has not begun yet, and when he reigns here, we will reign and judge with him. Jesus himself tells us so. Listen to two other texts in the revelation of Jesus Christ. This is Revelation chapter 2, verses 26 and 27. He who overcomes, and he who keeps my deeds until the end, to him I will give authority over the nations. And he shall rule them with a rod of iron as the vessels of the potter are broken to pieces, as I also have received authority from my Father. That's Jesus speaking in Revelation 2, verses 26 and 27, and he says Christians will have authority over the nations, and we will rule them. And listen to what the Lord says again, this time to the church in Laodicea, in Revelation 3, verse 21. This is Revelation 3, 21. And he who overcomes, I will grant to him to sit down with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. Wow! Revelation 3:21. Again, Jesus brings up the throne and he says that he who overcomes will sit down with me on my throne. He who overcomes are all true, genuine Christian people, and we sit down with Christ on thrones. This immediately draws us back to the 24 elders in chapter 4. And again, I say to you, they are real people who represent Christ's church. For those of you who take notes, and or if you want to go back and read these passages for yourself that I just quoted, let me give them to you again. I will be so happy if you will read them for yourself. Read them in context. Read the whole chapter they're in, 1 Corinthians 6, Revelation chapters 2 and 3. Here are the references, 1 Corinthians 6, 2, Revelation 2, 26 and 27, and Revelation 3, 21. Did you get them? 1 Corinthians 6, 2, Revelation 2, 26 and 27, and Revelation 3, 21. Okay, thus far, what I've wanted to do is to show you, using the Bible, how these 24 elders are real people representing the church. And the 24 elders are seated on 24 thrones. They reign and rule alongside the Lord God. Tomorrow, we are going to come back to Revelation 4, verse 4, and I'm going to talk about what it means that each of these elders is wearing a white garment and to have golden crowns on their heads. These two facts about them will furthermore confirm them as real people representing Christ's church. After we talk about these 24 elders, then we'll come to the four living creatures. What we're doing is to understand the full context, to take in this scene of the Apostle John witnessed in heaven, so that we can know the full impact of what it means that in heaven, God is thanked. Thanks is continually given to him who sits on the throne. Reading Revelation chapter 4 is exciting, and it really instills the value of a thankful mind, heart, and soul. And tomorrow is Thanksgiving Day here in the U.S. So I hope that you will join me then as we continue to discover who God is and as we give him thanks.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.